Okay. So we're starting the second parak of Beitza. Okay, so the second parak of Beitza. So Yantav Shechalios B'Shabbos is Daf Tes Vav Mbeis and Beitza. Yantav Shechalios Erev Shabbos. So if Yantav comes out on Friday, Lo Yivashel B'Tchila V'Yantav L'Shabbos. So you can't start cooking on Yantav for Shabbos. Okay, let's assume there's one day of Yantav. Okay, we have 2 days of Yantav, but let's just say Yantav is on Friday, okay? So that was the intrinsic halacha. So you have so you can't start cooking on Friday for Shabbos. Aval mevashelu liyantav, but you could cook. Whereas your cooking can't originally be for Shabbos, but you could cook for Yantav. Hosir l'Shabbos, but if you have leftovers, then your leftovers you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Leivashel b'tchila lios tchilas bishulo v'ikuro l'shem Shabbos. So you're starting, and you're the essence of your cooking can't be for Shabbos. Rather, the beginning of your cooking should be for Yantav. And the leftover could be for Shabbos. Kitani vazel, amvashul Yantav. You cook for Yantav. Below harama kitani lekaman. It can't be with a trick. So you can't be doing a trick that you pretend like you're cooking for a Yantav and you're really cooking for Shabbos. But if you're really cooking for a Yantav, so then it's saying is, you could use leftovers for Shabbos. Right? You can use leftovers for Shabbos. What's the chiddush here? It seemed like you'd think somehow, I guess I should say, I'm not sure exactly why, but you'd think that the cooking on Yontif, food which is cooked on Yontif, is like there's like an Isser Chafza on that food to be used for Shabbos. So for some reason, the Chafza becomes Nasa. You might think that Bishul, that which is cooked on Yontif, becomes Asr for Shabbos.
I don't think that really it's like a valid habamim, because I mean, the Isser is the mice bishul. So the question is, what were you doing? You know, what was the mice bishul? The mice bishul was clearly here for Yantav and Rashi.
Okay, that's true, but I'm not sure exactly why. Like, it could be because of Shai saying maybe they made a knas in the house of the chafta, or maybe because of muktzah somehow in terms of hachana that could be the thing. I mean, whatever reason there may be, I don't know exactly why you'd have this reason. But it's saying is the Isser here, it's a Maisa Bishul from Yantav to Shabbos. That's the Isser. Mishnah is saying, you can't do an action of Bishul on Yantav for Shabbos. That's what's not allowed. But there's no halacha that the chafta which is cooked on Yantav is also the Shabbos. For whatever reason, I mean, it would be, I don't know, I mean, we could guess on reasons, but I mean, I would think, coming to mind, that somehow it could be some sort of muktzah deal. Somehow it's not mechin, like Yantav isn't mechin the Shabbos. There's sugyas like that about muktzah, that if Yantav can't be mechin, or the one day of Yantav can't prepare for the next day of Yantav, so the thing would be a muktzah. Or perhaps it would be like a shayah suggesting, maybe it would be a knas, in order to make sure no one does it, they would say the chafza, which is cooked on Yantav, can't be done on Shabbos, can't be eaten on Shabbos. Right, or like Maaseh Shabbos is halacha. You cook something on Shabbos, you know, under certain conditions, you know, eat it on Shabbos. So there are different ways that chafzas become asar via their preparation, their cooking. So what it's saying is, this Mishnah is telling you that there's an Isser Maisa. You can't do an action of Bishul Yantav to Shabbos. But there's no halacha on the chafza. That's what it says. You have leftovers, you can eat them. You can't, of course, if you do a lechachilah, then it's a trick, then the action is really cooking for Shabbos. But if you do it really for Yantif, so then this is the other Yantif. So now the food is not, this is not Nasa. Okay. Okay, so I'm just saying that I think it's pshat what it's saying. Okay, then it's like this. V'osa tavshil mer of Yantif. So you make a tavshil, a cooked item, from mer of Yantif. That's in this case Thursday. V'somech alav l'Shabbos. And you rely on it for Shabbos. Okay, what's this tavshil? Rashi says, those tavshil is shem erev. So you place the tavshil, a cooked item, for the purposes of an erev, and somehow you could rely on that tavshil, that cooked item, that erev, to be able to cook for Shabbos. So you could cook for Shabbos if you have this tavshil that you're somech on, that you're relying on. Okay, yeah.
Tavshil.
Cooked item. Okay, so erev tavshilin is a cooked item. Okay. B'shamei yom shnei tavshilin misilom tavshil achot. So machlo b'shamei yisil, do you need 2 tavshils or one tavshil? How many cooked items do you need? Okay, so we'll leave that alone. B'shavin b'dag kubetza she'aloh she'im shnei tavshilin. They both agree that a dog, fish with egg on it, some sort of dish where there's fish and eggs, together, They smear beitza on the fish when you fry it. That counts as two. Okay, fine. So whatever, that suffice. That's sufficient. Then it says, Achlo Shavar, if you eat it or you lose this Eir of Tavshilin, okay, I guess, let's say on Yantif, or prior to Yantif, whatever, Lo Yivashal of Tchila. So you're not allowed to cook on it, you're not allowed to use it to cook on this Eir, because the Eir has disappeared. So it's not like you just place an Eir and then that's it. You can now cook no matter what. Rather, it's your cooking or relying on this object of the Erev. So as long as the Erev has to exist, the Erev doesn't exist, then you can't use it to cook. But as long as there's a little bit left, a teeny bit left, so then you can rely on it. So you don't have to have the whole thing left, which we don't know exactly what the whole thing is at this point, but as long as you have some of the Erev left, you could rely on it and use it that to cook from Yantar to Shabbos. Amar says a good question, what's the Lashon Lo Yivashal Tchila? You can't cook on it originally, right? But if you left some left over, then you could. So what does that mean, Yivashal Tchila? It's just a Yivashal of. I mean, it could be that's the Lashon of saying you're not allowed to use it to cook, as opposed to earlier. I mean, that's what you use it earlier, as opposed to the Chavta being Lashon. It could just be it's inconsistent. That, so it could be inconsistent with that same language before. The way it describes the Yisr is Levashal B'Tchila, as opposed to there the Chiddush was that it's in the Chafta as an Asr, you know, but just because the Chiddush could be the way it describes the thing is Levashal B'Tchila, you know, but not that it's a new Chiddush. I don't know, unless it's a new Chiddush, I don't see why. Do you have an answer? Or? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Rashi says, Achluo Sha'avar, Kodnem Shabisha called Tzarkei Shabbos. You lose it or you eat it before you finish, before you cook all your needs for Shabbos. So even if you started, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if you started cooking, that's it. You can't keep cooking. Right? I guess that's what it means. Don't think it means you can't before you start. So even if you started, once you lose it, that's it. You can't cook on it anymore. But, so mechal of levashal tavshila, but you can rely on it to cook. That could be b'shvila. To cook, that's means to rely on it, means you could use it to cook. Okay, so it's not really clear. At this point, we don't understand anything. What's the deal? Right, what's an Erev Tashilin? What's this Erev doing? What does that mean you're relying on it? Right, I mean, I don't think we're really fit to understand. The Gemara gets started with what's the deal here. At this point, it's a Mishnah, it's a bunch of facts, but it's hard to make any sense of them. Okay, so let's read the Gemara. I mean, sometimes it's kind of interesting. Is when you read it, do a sugya. I mean, sometimes you do the Mishnah and there's what to think about and what to, you know. Sometimes you feel like you have enough information to start trying to define something or to try to give some svaras. Other times you're just totally at a loss. You know, I think this is one of these instances. Even though we have the background, I mean, imagine you didn't even know any of the background that we've been just doing this past sugya for 2 weeks. You don't even know anything. But even given that, when you know that, we still like it's just hard to know what are the issues here. Where does the Erev come from? What do you discern about Erev? Whether you can rely on it, you can't rely on it. How many tavshila, how many things, how are we supposed to have any insight into any of this stuff without having more information? You don't even know what Erev is. Right? So that's why the Gemara right away said, Minanamila, where does this thing come from? Right? Because, it's just, you can't really, I mean, you kind of, you know, it comes with like experience, but you kind of sometimes know, you should get a sense whether you have enough information to work on something or you're just kind of guessing. You know, it's always a good idea to have enough information before you start thinking too long, you know? Okay. Fine. So the Gemara is like this. Menon Emili, Rashi. Lav dafka mikra'i yalef. Normally Menon Emili means where, how do we know this? Where in the Pasuk do we know this this institution from? And usually that's a language which is applied by Deoraisis. So Rashi is saying straight off the bat, it doesn't really mean that you're learning that from Pasuk, the Erev Tashin Darabanan, because the Erev Tashin is a Darabanan institution. So it's a Darabanan institution, but on what Pasuk did they lean it? Okay, so they know when Darabanan set things up, they lean it on a Deoraisa, on a Pasuk. And often that Pasuk gives some indication about the concept or something to that effect. Okay? So where is this thing? Where do you lean this upon? So it says Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kras Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. Okay, you should. What does Zachar mean?
Remembered.
Okay. Any other translation?
There's an idea by commemorate.
Commemorate. Okay, maybe even mention. Mention, remember. Let's say, it says, Zachreihu, but here I think it means remember. The way they're using it is to remember. You should remember it. Me'achar sheba l'hashkicha. Because you will come. You will come to forget it. Okay, like from after, consider, given the situation, it means you should remember it. Why should you remember it? Because there must be a case where you would come to forget it. So what it's saying is, oh, remember it. Okay, so what's that case? So Rashi, Zachar, Ein Zachir al Dar Mashakeach. You only remember something which you would forget, which is nature's to forget. You don't say, remember your name. You don't say, remember your name, you know your name. You don't have to tell someone to remember it, it's obvious. So it must be something which is forgotten. So if Yontif comes out on Friday, Karov Shabbos Lishtakeach, Machmas Yontif. Shemarvis in the Seyam. So it's close. Shabbos is easy to be forgotten because of Yontif. Because you're having a lot of sudos on Yontif, a lot of meals. And you're not going to place leave-over food for Shabbos in order to appropriately honor Shabbos. Right? The Torah is warning us to remember it. So when you place an Erev Tav Shilin, it turns out you remember it. Because why are you placing an Erev Tav Shilin? Because there's Shabbos coming up. So through placing the Erev Tav Shilin, you're remembering Shabbos. Right? Through placing the Erev Tav Shilin, you're remembering Shabbos. Okay, so saying is Shabbos is there's a tendency to forget about Shabbos, right? You're probably familiar with this experience, right? A 3-day Yontif. I mean, if you forget it, but the time Shabbos comes along, you know, like it kind of sometimes you feel like you had enough of this big meals and eating and all that, right? So sometimes one could have a tendency. I mean, that's a 3-day Yontif, but still, after a Yontif, a person can have a tendency to forgetting about Shabbos, right? So what it's saying is make sure you remember. And if you forget about Shabbos, you're not going to leave over appropriate amounts of food for Shabbos, which is wrong. Which is wrong, because you have to prepare for Shabbos, cover Shabbos, you have to be prepared for Shabbos. So in order to ensure that a person is not going to forget it, so they set up an Erev Tav Shilin. Right, they said Erev Tav Shilin. Because why are you placing Erev Tav Shilin before Yom Tov? You're placing Erev Tav Shilin. Oh, because Shabbos is coming out, make sure you leave stuff over. So now you'll remember. So now you'll be properly prepared. Just to maybe ask a question is, it's not the strongest question, but I mean, so why wouldn't I forget every Shabbos? Well, what's exactly the logic that I'm going to forget it? I mean, no, I remember every Shabbos. Why do I remember Shabbos? Because Shabbos. So now you also remember Shabbos. So it's true, I have a big meal or whatever, but Shabbos is Shabbos. Right? So what does it mean? Now I'm going to forget it all of a sudden? I mean, don't I know Shabbos? I guess presumably why they set up Erev means that apparently De'oraisa, it's permitted to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Right? We already did that, right? Or arguably, that's that whole thing. But let's assume that. So it says, but they set up Erev. And basically, it's an Erev that you have to place an Erev in order to cook. And now it's prohibited to cook because you have to place an Erev to be allowed to cook. But, right? That's the function of the Erev, is that now that they set up Erev, how do they force you to place an Erev? So they say, oh, you're not allowed to cook unless you have an Erev. But if they didn't set up Erev in the first place, then you would have just cooked on Friday for Shabbos. Right? Or prepared, whatever. I mean, yeah, you were Thursday, Friday, whenever. It wouldn't have been prohibited. But this is all part of the prohibition, it's part of the Erev, part of the Halacha of Erev, it seems. So it says, why do they need to set it up? So what I'm saying is, why don't you say, look, a guy's going to remember. Shabbos is coming up, every Shabbos, you always remember Shabbos, you always pray for Shabbos. So now you pray for Shabbos. Mars, you're saying a good thing. You're saying it's just one thing is that a person going to forget because you're involved. As soon as you have the fizz, you drink, you got wine, and this and that. So you're busy, involved in something else. So that's when you forget during the week on Friday, what are you doing? You're preparing for Shabbos. That's what Friday's all about. But here, it's not all about that. It's a day of other stuff. But someone's Yontif. So the saying is in Nassel and Bassel Yontif, you're going to forget. So it's easy to forget because you're going to be busy. Right? Presumably, the way Erev is going to work is that on there before Yontif, you have a reality check. You say, this is not an ordinary yontif, this is a special yontif, a yontif which is Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So therefore, it's going to remind you that to be on guard on yontif, don't just go and treat this like average yontif. Your average yontif, for instance, you can empty all your cabinets, cook everything, use up all your food, there's nothing, this is the day, this is the holiday, this is the party day, this is the feast. So you don't hold up, don't pull any stops. But here, you got to. You gotta, the fact that it reminds you to control yourself. Make sure you leave stuff over for Shabbos. See, I mean, I think it's good. It's the way Adam's saying is, but you place it the day before. How's that going to help to remind you? It's history. Now you get involved in your meal. You get involved in yontif, so you forget about it. But I think it's like you tie a string around your finger, so it reminds you of something. So it's a reminder. So you place the eye, you tied the string yesterday. Yeah, but the string is still there. And that's why I think why the Erev has to still be there. The Erev gets eaten, doesn't work anymore. So the Erev is there. It's the presence of the Erev. The Erev is not just an action that you did, but you're placing a chafta, which is there, and it's there available, and it's sitting there, and this is what you're relying upon. So it's you're going to remember. It's there. It's there to remind you.
Okay.
So that's a good point. Good question. Yeah, just one other thing I was going to add. I mean, I don't know if... I'm not sure if you need to say this at all, but it just seems like... Like there's another factor psychologically is that oftentimes we prepare and leave food over for Shabbos because you know there's some certain excitement to Shabbos and to Yontif because it's good food, big meals, right? There's right, people look forward to that, and there's an emotional factor that makes the person remember Shabbos, remember Yontif, because you look forward to these kinds of days. But the second or third of a string of these days is not, it doesn't have that same emotional excitement anymore. You know what I mean? Like if you, no one wants to miss their Shabbos meal, their Shabbos cholent, for instance. No one's going to forget to put up the cholent. But you may forget to put up the cholent on Friday, which is Yontif. Because look, you're already eating so much on Friday. It's like you're not in the mindset, emotionally, you're not in the mindset that you're looking forward to a Friday. You're very hungry, excited to get the Shabbos food. And there's an emotional factor which causes you to remember. But on the Yontif, going into Shabbos, you lose that emotional factor. So now you're remembering about Shabbos is just based on the fact that you have an appreciation of the Yom HaShabbos, the abstract. So that's already a higher level. For the average person, you lose this emotional incentive to remember Shabbos. So now there's more risky that a guy's going to forget about it. And then add that to the fact that he's busy. He's busy, he's involved in Yontif, so he's involved in Yontif. And the last thing he wants to think about is not just that he happens to be busy. He could be busy on different days. But just because you're busy doesn't mean you forget. But the busyness is one which doesn't make you want to think about tomorrow. It's right in the middle of eating a lot today. You don't think about, oh, tomorrow I can eat a lot. You're happy eating a lot now. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You're not interested in another day's eating. You're stuffed. You have all this food here. This is the party day. So it's like the nature of the involvement cause you to forget, but it also removes the natural factor which people cause people to remember. So Chazal assess that there's a danger here. And there's a danger. But it could be is that that's what they're kind of saying is, what do you mean remember Shabbos? Person remember Shabbos? There's human nature, you remember Shabbos. But it's saying is there's a situation where human nature is no longer to remember Shabbos, and that's on the Yontif Shabbos. On Yontif, probably going into Shabbos, now it's human nature to forget about Shabbos. So saying that's when they set up Erev Tov Shilin. So that's what it's saying. It's a smachta, but it's saying it's since the halacha you have to remember Shabbos. So when there's a unique time where Shabbos lends itself to being forgotten, so they set up Erev Tov Shilin. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. It says it's funny Gemara now. So it says my time, huh? What's the reason? They set up Erev Tov Shilin, right? They said about the Shilin, so what do you mean? Didn't it just do that? Right, isn't this what it just went through? So Rashi says, my time, Loma Tignu Erev. Right, they set up Erev. Right, that sounds like what we just explained, because you may forget about Shabbos, right? It says, Kra Vadai Lav Erev Mishtoi. The Pasuk is definitely not talking about Erev. Velav Erev Mishtama Minei, nor is Erev heard from it. It's not explicitly talking about Erev, nor is it implicitly referencing Erev. Okay? It's not in any way, there's nowhere in the Pasuk anything at all to do with Erev. V'asmachta v'almu. It's just not smachta. V'chiyasa kra, rather the Pasuk is l'kiddush hayom asa. Like the Chaim said, can't forget a shayom. Kidatani Bzachum Zachariela Yayin. Mention it on Yayin. See, I think Zachariah could mean to mention. Right? I mean, Zachar can mean, I think Zachar can mean to mention or to remember. It means Zachar is Yemeshah's country, means to mention it on wine. So saying is that that's what you mention Shabbos every Shabbos on wine. The Erev Midr Rabbanon. So the Erev is the Rabbanon, my role is talking why they set it up. I mean, Zachariah doesn't mean, Zachar is Yemeshah's country doesn't mean to remember Shabbos, because it's not the halacha. Even if I remember Shabbos, the raisa that I'm not doing Zachar Yom Shabbos is not halacha, I just have to remember it. But it's a halacha that I must mention, express the Kedusha Yom Shabbos. In words, right? To say, to whatever the text it is, but use cook wine and express it. It's not just remembering it. So the Torah doesn't say anywhere that you're chayav to remember Shabbos. See, if the Torah said you're chayav to remember Shabbos and say, oh, here's a situation where you may forget about it. So now the Rabbanan are saying, oh, let's set up an Erev to remember it. But that's not what the Torah means. Torah doesn't mean to remember Shabbos. It means to mention Shabbos. So it's wine that every Shabbos you have to express and to give Shavach about Shabbos, about the Yom Shabbos that God gave us. But it's not, Torah's not talking about remembering Shabbos. So where are the Rabbanan coming from in setting up Erev? It's funny though, because what's funny is that the Gemara, the Paz doesn't mean that. But it's a Masmachta. It's just leaning in on there. That's not what the pasuk means. But why did they set it up? He already told you why they set it up. Because worried about the guy forgetting about Shabbos. Right? Worried about a guy forgetting about Shabbos. But I guess maybe he's saying is, look, if there were, who said there's a halacha to remember Shabbos? There's no halacha like that. So what are the Rabbanan doing? They're saying is, make sure a guy remembers it. Where's the halacha remembering Shabbos? There's no halacha you have to remember Shabbos. If Zachar meant remember Shabbos, so then you'd say, here they're giving a form to that halacha. Remember it, because here's a dangerous situation where you may forget it. But it doesn't mean remember Shabbos. It means give Shavach. It means say Kiddush. So now what are they doing? Where are they coming from? What are they setting it up? So they want you to remember Shabbos? Why do they want you to remember Shabbos? Who told them there's such a thing as remembering Shabbos? Right? What's it coming for? Like, I think like Rashi means, look, it's not talking about Erev, nor is Erev implied from it. Because I think he means that if the Pasuk meant remember Shabbos, so then there's a deraisa that every person has to remember Shabbos. So then you'd say, so the Rabbanon is like implied. Because here the Rabbanon say there's a case where a guy may forget. So the Rabbanon is saying, oh, you gotta remember. So then it would be like the Rabbanon would be like implicit or built on the deraisa. But since that's not what deraisa means, it doesn't mean remember Shabbos. It means to express the Shevach about Shabbos. So now, what are those Rabbanon based upon? Because they're saying is we want to make sure people remember Shabbos. Well, who told you there's such a thing as remembering Shabbos? For what purpose? Why should you remember Shabbos? Where does that come from? Where are the Rabbanon coming from? That there's even an idea of remembering Shabbos. If there's already an idea of remembering Shabbos, I understand the Rabbanon are building on that. But there's no way, it doesn't say remember Shabbos, it says to mention Shabbos. Mention Shabbos means to give Shevach about Shabbos. So now what he's saying is now a guy's going to forget what? He's going to forget to say Kiddush? He's going to just forget about Shabbos. What's the problem? What exactly is the problem? What exactly is the problem that Erev is coming to rectify? So let's see what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara says, Rav Asa, there's two answers. Amar Rava Kadesh Yivar Mana Yafel Shabbos Umana Yafel Yantav. So that a person will choose or select a good portion for Shabbos and a good portion for Yantav. Okay, Rashi. Mitoch Amarava Kadesh Yevror, Mitoch Shemearev. Because he plays his Erev, Zochar as a Shabbos, or remember Shabbos, Ve'ena Machala as a Kol Yontif, and he won't finish everything on Yontif. Ubor Raman Alazeh, Uman Alazeh. And he'll choose a portion for this day and a portion for that day. Right? This is kind of what's bothering me. Wasn't this the first answer? Wasn't this what Rava was saying? Shmuel said it's because you're Zachar Yom Shabbos, so you forget Shabbos. Somebody says, oh, what's the reason? He says, oh, so you'll prepare food for each day. I mean, isn't that exactly what Shmuel was saying? So you'll prepare food for each day? Right? I just saw a shot here. How does this Gemara flow?
Second question is
going to
give you a different answer.
Yeah, right. The first question is, where does it come from? It says, oh, Zochar Yom Shabbos, make sure you remember Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, so what's the reason? He says, oh, so you'll put a good portion for Shabbos and a good portion for Yom Tov. Yeah, that was the first answer. What happened? What was the give and take here? What happened in this flow of the Gemara here? Shmuel gave a good answer. Then the Gemara somehow didn't like Shmuel's answer. And says, my time, what's the reason? And then Rava came along and gave the same answer. Basically, right? So what's the, what's going on here? This is, I think the answer, perhaps, is what I've been talking about earlier. I mean, what we've been saying all along here. What I've been trying to hint at least. Is that originally the Gemara is holding that it's so you remember Shabbos, right? But remembering as if there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, and if there were a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, so then I understand why they're saying of Erev, because now you're going to forget Shabbos, right? The mitzvah, why is there a mitzvah to remember Shabbos? Because Shabbos should be remembered. Not because of anything practical, but because Zachar Shem Shabbos, you should remember Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah that should be remembered. It's a key of the person that he remembers Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying is that's why Erev Hashem was set up, to make sure a person remembers Shabbos, because he can forget about Shabbos. But the Gemara says, well, but that's not true. The Zachar Shem Shabbos doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. That's not what it means. It means you should give Shevach about Shabbos. It means you should give Shevach about Shabbos. You should say Kiddush. So now, well, what's this? What are they doing? So they want you to remember Shabbos. Why? Based on what? What for? Why should you remember Shabbos? So that's why he answers. Rava answers. No. It doesn't mean. That's not what he means. He means remember Shabbos because of the practicalities of Kavod Shabbos, that you can have food. Because if you don't remember Shabbos, there is a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, of having food for Shabbos, of Suda Shabbos. And if you don't remember Shabbos, since Shabbos is going to come to be forgotten, so you're not going to be able to do the mitzvahs of Shabbos. That's why Erev Doshim was set up. Not because the abstract fulfillment of remember the person remembering Shabbos, but because there are mitzvot associated with Shabbos, Suda Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, that are going to be neglected if they didn't set up Erev Doshim. So that's what Rava is explaining. That's what Shmuel meant. Shmuel doesn't mean that it's a kiyum deoraisa, purely a kiyum in the absence of the deoraisa of remembering Shabbos. Because the remembering Shabbos is there's no deoraisa. The deoraisa of remembering Shabbos is then there's mentioning Shabbos. It's giving Shevach about Shabbos. And Erev Hashem has nothing to do with that. It's not going to remind you to make Kiddush. But he's saying, rather, the idea of remembering Shabbos, it means it's an asmachta. That's what he's saying. It's not really a din in remembering Shabbos. It's not in the halachic din in remembering Shabbos. It's a din in making sure you do Kavod Shabbos properly. And it's a siyag. It's a Rabbanon, which is there to protect, to make sure that a person takes care of Kavod Shabbos and takes care of his needs for Shabbos. That's what Rav is explaining. If you just had Shmuel, you may have learned it, that it's really a Kiman Deraisa. Right, you would have thought it's not just an Asmachla. I mean, it's a Rabbanon, but it's like, it's really a Kiman Deraisa of remembering Shabbos. Like the Gav remembering Shabbos. Then it wouldn't have just been an Asmachla. But it's saying it's not true. That's what Rashi explains. My time, I mean, it's definitely, that's not what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk means Zechor Eliyahin. It means to say Kiddush. It's Shabbat. So this is not a Kiyum in saying Kiddush. Maybe there's an error. It's not to do with saying Kiddush. It's not to do with mentioning giving Shabbat about Shabbos. So what then is it? So it's saying, it's a practicality that a guy comes to take care of his needs on Shabbos, that he has the proper meal for Shabbos. Also, then what does it mean when it says Zachar Yom Shabbos, you remember Shabbos? That's not what the Pasuk means. So this is saying it's just an Asmachta. So smachta means the pasuk is simple, really the pshat, and the pasuk means to mention, to give shevach about Shabbos. But there's another way you could read the pasuk is to say remember Shabbos. And the Rabbanon are leaning their Rabbanon on that alternate reading of the pasuk. But that's not actually what the pasuk means. That's why smachtas work sometimes. It's just a way to remember the thing. You lean in on the pasuk. But that's not what the pasuk means. Maybe just a spell, like in the Havmina, the way you would have learned. Is that the Raisa is not remembering Shabbos. What does it mean to remember Shabbos? It means remember, it's an important idea, remember going out of Mitzrayim, remember what happened to Miriam, remember a lot of things to remember. So it's an abstract idea. The Gavra is supposed to, the person is supposed to remember, it's supposed to be part of his consciousness. He should always remember Shabbos. He should always remember Miriam. He should always remember different things in the Torah. So that's what you would think. And then if that's a Raisa, so then the Rabbanon would be saying, the guy is supposed to always remember, which doesn't have any particular form to it. It's just a generic idea that a guy should remember it. Now, the Rabbanon come across a day where it lends itself to a guy forgetting about it. So the Rabbanon formalized Erev to be a reminder of Shabbos, to be a kiyum in that deraisa of remembering Shabbos. But that's what the Gemara rejects, because that's not what Zochar Zimshal Sakachal means. Zochar Zimshal doesn't just mean to, like in the abstract remembering, remember what happened to Miriam. That's all it means. There's no mitzvah. There's no Maisa mitzvah with Zochar remembering Miriam. What are you supposed to do? But here there is a Maisa mitzvah. Zochar Zimshal Sakachal doesn't mean just remember. It means to mention and to give Shabbat about the Yom HaShabbos. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean to just to remember Shabbos. So now, when the Rabbanon are now leaning and saying Eretz Hashilin in order to remember Shabbos, it's not an extension of the Deoraisa of remembering. There is no Deoraisa of remembering. Rather, it's a separate thing, is that there's a Deoraisa or there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, of having food on Shabbos, and the Rabbanon are protecting that. They're enforcing that. They're making sure a person accomplishes that. And they're just using the Pasuk as a reference point. They're just leaning it. It's almost like, I'm not sure about this Lashon, but if you look at the Lashon in the first Rashi, he says, Lav dafka mikro yalef. It's not specifically learned that from the Pesukim. The Yertashin, the Rabbanon, Rechimayim Ba'alei, Hechas Mechur Rabbanon. On what did the Rabbanon lean it? Right, on what did the Rabbanon lean it? And then when he says later, he says, My time, Alamatik Ne'erev, Kro Vadei Lav Ba'er Mishtoi, V'Lav Ere Mishtam. It's not talking about that. V'asmachta Be'almahu. So that's like V'asmachta Be'alma. I think I'm arguing is a stronger lashon than just what did the Rabbanon lean it on. Like asmachta ba'alma means it's merely an asmachta. That's all it is. It's purely an asmachta. Purely just like a reference, a mnemonic, so to speak. But when he's saying it originally, he says, Ahicha asmachu ha-Rabbanon, he doesn't mean asmachta ba'alma. It doesn't mean it's purely a reference. It means on what deoraisa the Rabbanon leaning Erev Tavshilin. What's the kiyam deoraisa? What deoraisa are they building it on? Right? What's it a kiyam in? What deoraisa is it a kiyam in? And that's what he's saying. It's a kiyam in the deoraisa of Zohar remembering Shabbos. So then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? There's no deoraisa of remembering Shabbos. There's no such thing like that. The deoraisa is to give Shabbos about Shabbos. So what then? It can't be. There's no deoraisa that it's really a kiyam in. It's purely an asmachta. Asmachta ba'alma. It's merely an asmachta. It has no hadiraisa reality. It's purely a drabanan setup. They're just leaning in on the pasuk. So why did they set it up? So what then did they set up? There's no deraisa remembering Shabbos anymore. So what are they doing? So that's what he's saying. Oh, it's a practical thing. It's practical to make sure a person remembers Shabbos and make sure a guy has enough food for Shabbos. The Shai is saying is good. It's like zechreihu meyach shabal ashkicha means remember it because you'll come to forget it. It means remember as opposed to mention. It means the opposite of remember is zachar, is forget. But if you learn what the pasuk really means, zachar means to mention, the opposite is not forgetting, the opposite is not mentioning. So that's what zachreyu means, remember it, so you don't come to forget it, is in the havamina, is that's in the deraisa, that deraisa meant to remember Shabbos. In which case, it would mean remember it so you don't come to forget it. So then that would be the deraisa. It's a kiyum in the deraisa of remembering Shabbos, not forgetting Shabbos. But once you say that deraisa really means to mention Shabbos, then forgetting has nothing to do with remembering, with mentioning Shabbos. So then it's purely in the world of the asmachta, that the asmachta is that remembering could mean the opposite of forgetting. And therefore when it says zachar, you could lean it to mean and say that it means remember so you don't come to forget it. But that's all in the world of the asmachta, and the real word pshat in the pasuk doesn't mean that. It means to mention, it's nothing to do with forgetting. Sounds like the way Rashi is reading the Gemara is that there's like a back and forth in the Gemara. That originally the Gemara is saying is, what are the Rabbanon all leaning this on? Like not just Asmachta Alma, but what are they leaning it on? And it's answering, it's because Zachreyo. And like Rashi explains, remember it because Hircha Kazel Zachro, the Torah is warning you to remember it. So it's really learning it to mean the way the Gemara is learning Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel actually holds this way. I don't really know. But the Gemara is learning it to mean that it's really the deraisa is to remember Shabbos, and the Rabbanon is giving that mitzvah a form, giving it a specific form. And then the Gemara says, my taima, Rashi explains, the Gemara is rejecting that. That can't mean, well, the simplest way to read what it means, that the deraisa means to remember it, because it's not true. It means zechreyu ayin. So it doesn't mean to remember, it means to mention. So what then is the reason? So I understand that this whole thing must be purely nesmachta. Can't mean what it sounds like it means. So that's why we're saying, my taima is saying, don't think that Gemara really means that's what it's based on.
Don't think
not.
that was a kiyam of a deraisa.
Rather, it must be that's purely an asmachta. But now, if you say it's purely an asmachta, then Torah didn't mean remember it, so then why are the Rabbanon setting it up? The Rabbanon is coming up with an idea, we want you to remember Shabbos for what? Towards what end? So it says, oh, because of practical end. I mean, it's amazing is Rashi is, and without Rashi, you never know how to read this thing. I mean, Rashi is filling in a lot of stuff here, you know, filling in the blanks that originally is a smacht on it, you know. I mean, I am one thing I'm taking a little liberty in, which I think it's not bad, is that there's a difference between a smacht of Ba'alma, which is means, like Ba'alma is like a diminutive lashon. It's like merely an asmachta, as opposed to saying, Ahecha asmachu rabbanon, what did the rabbanon lean in? Because leaning, you could say, is the kim deraisa. It means on what deraisa did the rabbanon lean their institution on. That doesn't mean it's purely like an allusion, right? With an A. It's not purely an allusion or a reference or a mnemonic. Asmachta ba'alma means it's like merely a reference point. So that's he didn't say that in the first Rashi. You know? Which is a chiddush, but I mean it's something to keep in mind. Smacht of Alma is the language that's used, you know? So not every time you use the word sama, leaning, doesn't necessarily mean the same thing, because leaning could mean a real leaning. It means it's a deraisa, and you're leaning on that deraisa, as opposed to when a smacht of Alma is purely a certain type of a stylistic thing, of leaning on a deraisa, you know, leaning on a pasuk.
Yeah, I mean, Rashi does go out of his way.
That's what I'm saying, because Rashi goes away with Smachta Ba'alma. It sounds like, well, didn't he already say a Smachta Ba'alma? Didn't he already say that earlier? But that's what I'm saying, is no, he didn't say it earlier. It sounded like he said it earlier without picking up on the subtleties of what's going on here. But there's some more subtle. Right?
Change the Lashon of what?
Change the Lashon, exactly. Right. What type of leaning, right. Samach and Smachta always mean the same thing. Yeah, I mean, this is tricky. I mean, it's like kind of like the back and forth of reading of a Gemara. I mean, it doesn't really affect much in the sugya, but I guess it does, because at the end of the day, you want to know that was only an havmina, that idea of zachar, that it's really, that's what zachar means. It's an important idea. Like, for instance, I think it's important, like the Torah says zachar by Shabbos, it says zachar by Miriam. Remember what happened to Miriam, you know, they're different. Because by Miriam, all it means is to remember. There's no form to it, it's just an idea. Remember Lashon Hara, whatever, there's no halachic form to it. But here, that's not what it means by Shabbos. I mean, maybe there is a reading like that, but that's not what it means. It means zachar yayin. Means to mention it. It's a different thing. Right?
Okay. Also different from Parshas Zachar.
Yeah, different from Parshas Zachar also. Parshas Zachar also is a dimension of actually reading it. Right, well, that's a good question. That's a good question, right? I mean, Zachar
you
is...
You could say Gezer Shavuot by Parshas Zachar too.
Yeah, you can't make your own Gezer Shavuot though. You're right, but the Gemara says that Gezer Shavuot?
I don't think so.
No. You know, it's a good question. That's a question, I think, by Zachar. Is it clear that Parshas Zachar is a mitzvah? Does it mean there to mention it, or it just means to remember? I think the Rambam holds just an idea of like riling up the always remembering it, not necessarily reading the pasuk parsha. I don't think the Rambam, that's a question whether Parsha Zachar is a deraisa. Does it mean to mention it and to read Parsha Zachar every year, or it just means to always remember about what happened to Amalek? And it means to talk about it and to make sure to tell everybody and get everybody, because you know, don't let them forget about it. Yeah, right. Zachar is Yisrael. Zachar, that's what they say about the Vencha comes from the midst of Sipor and the Seder. I mean, I guess whenever you see the word Zachar, you have to question. It can be one of two things. It can mean like just an idea that the Gavra must remember, or it can mean like it's prescribing an action, which may have something to do with remembering, but it's purely mentioning an action of talk, of speech, of saying something. The pat. Right? Okay. Fine. So that's Rava, I guess, explaining Shmuel. Right. So Rav Ashi Amar, Rashi says no, different reason. Okay, it seems to be that, it's late. Let me just get a little shot here. They shiom ro'enof miyantof l'shabbos, kal v'chom miyantof l'chol. So that you'll say, no, why can't you cook? Why are they saying after shilin? So that a person will say that you're not allowed to cook. Really, they're right saying allowed to cook from miyantof l'shabbos. But they'll say you're not allowed to cook from miyantof l'shabbos. That add an erev kol shekein. Certainly, you're not allowed to cook from Yontif Techol, which is the Oraisa. So it's in order to make sure a person remembers that. Rashi. Rav Ashi, I'm a little covered Shabbos, Tignu. It's not because of Shabbos, El covered Yontif. Rather, it's for covered Yontif. Okay, so that's why I don't think he's going on Zachar Shiyom Shabbos anymore. He's really set up for covered Yontif. You're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos unless you begin from Yibod Yom, from before Yontif. Because you're just completing that which you already started. But you're not allowed to begin your cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. That from Yontif to Chol, you're not allowed altogether to cook. Okay, this is very difficult, these Rashis. Okay? He's saying is that it's an order for Kavod Yantif. First of all, what does he mean Kavod Yantif? It's not Kavod Yantif, it's a protecting, it's a gather against a person violating Yantif. It's like a regular Shvas, right? So a guy doesn't cook on Yantif. So it's not that that's Kavod Yantif. It's not called Kavod Yantif, that's called a gather. It's called a fence. And what he's saying is that it's also, it's not saying you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to start your cooking. But you're just, you start earlier and now you're just finishing up. What does that mean? You're finishing up. You started cooking on Erev Yontif and now you're continuing and finishing up. Like, how does that work exactly? Like, what so does that mean? And saying is that that the Kal V'chomer is I'm not allowed to start my cooking on Shabbos. So therefore, call a Kal V'chomer that I'm not allowed to do it on regular Yontif. Right? All together. But how do you learn that? There's a principle in Kal V'chomer is Dayo. Does anyone know what Dayo means? Dayo lava mina den lios kenodam means that if you could only learn, you can't learn from this to say more by there. It says if by this lenient thing you have halacha x, then by the stringent thing you should also have halacha x. But you don't say if by the lenient thing you have halacha x, then by the more stringent thing you have halacha x plus y plus other stuff. Kal V'chomer doesn't allow you to do that. It just allows you to carry over. If something exists by the lenient, it has to also exist by the stringent. It doesn't mean the stringent one has to be more stringent. It doesn't necessarily follow. So the saying is that, what's the Kal V'chomer? Guy's going to say that, on Yontif to Shabbos, I'm not allowed to begin my cooking on Yontif. I could have, if I began yesterday, I could continue somehow. But I can't begin it anew. So Kal V'chomer, on a regular Yontif to Chol, I can't cook. Altogether. But the only Kal V'chomer you should be able to make is I can't begin my cooking on Yontif to Chol. Right? But that's not true. But if I started cooking earlier, then I would be allowed to. But that's not the halacha. You can't cook on Yontif for a Chol if you started earlier. If you continue your cooking, like if Yontif is on Tuesday. So I can't start, and I have a party on Wednesday. I can't start cooking on Monday for my party on Wednesday and then continue on Tuesday on Yontif. I'm not allowed to do that.
You can't do that?
No.
You can't just plug in the pot and let it cook all the way over
here? Oh, no. I mean, you have to do something. The continue means you're doing something. You're active.
Ah.
So I can't start cooking, start chopping and doing whatever on Monday and then continue cooking and throwing things in the oven on Tuesday in order for Wednesday because I can't cook on Tuesday for Yontif or Echol. But by Shabbos, I could. If I could on Yontif, as long as I start earlier, which altogether is hard to understand. What does this mean? You're starting earlier. I mean, what are you starting? It's a pretty long cooking. Like, how does that work exactly? Like, this is funny, like he's making a whole thing going on. Somehow when you have the Erev, that's what Erev is doing somehow, according to Rashi. You're beginning your Bishul and now you're just continuing. Like what exactly is going on here? Okay, and just read a few more lines in the Gemara. I mean, till Vitana, two more lines. Maybe well, you could do it on your own. But those are the main problems. But you could read until the... Or two, Bishlama. You know, I'll just do a quick. Bishlama Rav Ashi, Damak Deshim, where you know from Yantif to Shabbos, Hainan Merv Yantif and Yantif Lo. So, if that's the reason, I understand why you have to begin. Why do you have to place the Erev earlier before Yantif? So, if the whole reason is because you have to start your cooking before Yantif, I understand why you have to place it before Yantif. Ella Larava, my area, Merv Yantif, Yil Yantif Nami. According to the whole thing, is because of Kavod Shabbos that you want to make sure a guy doesn't eat up all his food on Yantif. So, let's say he forgot to place the Erev on Erev Yantif. If you have to place an Erev, you should be able to place it on Yontif before your meal. Before your Yontif meal. If the whole thing is that you don't want to gobble up all your food in Yontif meal, so right before Yontif meal, place an Erev. But that's not the halacha. You have to place it on Erev Yontif. So that indicates that the thing is because of Ravashi's reasons that you must begin your Bishul from Erev Yontif. So how does Rava explain why it has to be Vidafka on Erev Yontif? Right? Why not just place it on Yontif itself before the meal? So the Gemara answer is just Pshat. Says, no, that really you're right, it would have worked. But it's a person who once you leave it for Yontif, a guy's going to get carried away by the whole hustle and bustle of Yontif and he's going to forget about it. So the Rabbanim basically said, do it earlier. But really, the thing is, before you want to place it before your meal, just practically speaking, the guy's going to get carried away. Okay? Okay. Okay, so you can look at the Rashi's on that. So but basically my question is, according to Rashi, what's the idea here of Eretav Shilin, according to, at least according to Rav Ashi? Okay, Rashi is learning Rav Ashi. Okay?